is the enemy of great. Listen, when you're in a business or in your personal life, if you're in a good place, everything's ticking along quite nicely, results are coming in, you're hitting your budget, all of this kind of good position that you're in, that can often be the enemy of actually taking yourself to the next level because you're comfortable, you're in that good place. So why change when things are going well? So this is what we're going to get into today. I'm going to cover with you the detail behind the concept. Now, for those of you that may recognize the title, Good to Great, it is part of a book by Jim Collins. Now, this is a classic business book, but what I'm doing is taking the concepts there and applying them in a very real way that have really helped me through my 30 years in business, both as a corporate CEO, but also when I work with organizations to advise them on their strategy, growth, turnaround, etc. And when I work with executive leaders and business owners one-to-one. So it's one thing to read a business book. It's a very different thing to actually put it into practice. So I'm going to be sharing with you 8 concepts behind this whole hero title of Good to Great. And we're going to get into that. So if you are a business owner and your business is doing well, you're ticking along quite nicely, you're in a comfortable position, then this is absolutely for you. If you are in a career, maybe you're in a job, and that job could be going really well, actually, you know, and things are ticking along. The team goes smoothly. You're getting the results for the organization that you lead or the department that you lead. This is also for you. And equally, in your personal life, if everything is kind of okay, you're in a good place, this is for you as well. So if anyone is in that position, then grab a pen and paper because I'm going to take you through some detail now that's going to help you. And as I say, I'm all about keeping it real. If you are watching this on the live feed on YouTube or on social media, fantastic, lovely to see you. Please do subscribe on that YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button, please, because that means that I can then reach more people, help more people, and it means you get notified when we have a new episode on Brave Bold Brilliant YouTube channel. Equally, if you're listening to this on the podcast, you know, we're nearly at 400th episode, which is phenomenal. You know, we're 4 years in nearly to the podcast Brave Bold Brilliant, which has been phenomenal. It's in the top 1.5% of all podcasts in the world, so I'm incredibly proud of that. And I get to speak to some amazing business leaders. But if you are not subscribed to Brave Bold Brilliant, again, please do subscribe because then you're going to get the maximum value whenever we go live and release a new episode. And social media, don't you just love social media? It allows us to reach more people, share our thoughts, you know, connect with people in a meaningful way. So again, if you're not connected with me on social media, be it LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you can find me everywhere, Jeanette Linfoot, with 2 N's and 2 T's. So let's get connected, but let's get into this really important topic of how do you go from good to great? Well, the first point I want to really build on, which was how I started the opening of this, is that good is often the enemy of great. Now, what I mean by that is when you're in that good position, where the results are coming in, you're hitting your budget, the team's doing well, or you're quite comfortable in your personal life, you know, this works on a personal basis as well as from a business or career concept. You know, you're ticking along quite nicely. So why change? If it ain't broken, don't fix it, right? That's a phrase that you've often heard, I'm sure, over the years. I know I have. But then what can often happen is we settle. We settle for good. And that can keep us in that safe space. But the reality is you have got the potential to actually go to great, to strive for excellence, to be the market leader, to be the best in class, to live your best life. So if you are identifying with some of this, maybe you're taking it easy, you're coasting along, really think about the art of the possible. Don't constrain yourself by your current situation or your current results. Think big. Have a big vision and make it so compelling that that will push you forward out of that comfort zone of being good to actually being great, because that then is going to take you to the next level. And then once you get there, who knows, you know, you might want to go to another level. And it's important to enjoy the journey along the way. If you're in a good position, you want to celebrate that, absolutely. But if you want to get to that great position, well, then you're going to need to do different things and also celebrate those wins along the way. So that's point number one. I'm going to cover 8 points. So as I say, if you've not got a pen and paper, please grab one, write this stuff down. Super simple, but it works. And it has worked for me in terms of the large global corporate organizations that I've ran, but also as an entrepreneur with my own portfolio of businesses in multiple sectors, right? So second point is about leadership. Now, brilliant leaders, actually, they have humility, but they're also professional. They have a professional will, and they are fanatical about driving sustained results and really setting up their successors. So as a leader, I think it's absolutely imperative. We have a moral responsibility to help the next generation to strive for those results, to lead from the front, you know, and to really showcase how you can go from good to great. You know, so leadership in any business is essential, but we are only ever one person. So how you lead your team, how you create that compelling world, so, so important. But be humble, you know, keep focused on your professional approach as well. You know, don't get too big for your boots, was what my dad used to say sometimes to me. So that's point number two. Really look at your leadership style. If you're a leader of business, a department, maybe you are a founder of your own business, have a good look at how are you leading. Are you leading from the front? Are you leading by example? Are you building the next generation of leaders that's going to take the reins? You know, in any business or any organization, you are custodian of the role. You will not be there forever. So it's really, to get those great results, you have to have a brilliant pipeline of talent. And that is a core part of leadership. Okay, the third point is all about getting the right people on the bus, have them sitting in the right seats and all facing in the same direction. And if you were looking at this from a more sustainable analogy, get the right people in your canoe, get them sitting in the right seats, facing in the same direction. Have they all got a paddle and they know how to use it, the tools to do their job? Much more sustainable and eco-friendly concept of get the right people in your canoe, right? So you've got to start with first who. You know, actually recruiting, retaining, developing talent, absolutely essential. And what you will find very often, and I've experienced this myself, in particular, when I joined Saga as the CEO of the travel division, you know, what has got you to a certain place is not necessarily going to get you to the next phase. So as you move from good to great, your people, your organization structure, the skills that you need may not be the same, and that's okay. So take a good hard look at your people, the talent you have in your business. Maybe they've been in roles for a very long time and they're ready for a fresh opportunity. Maybe someone actually isn't buying into the vision of pushing out of this comfortable place. And, you know, they would benefit from moving on and moving on to a different opportunity outside of the organization. Maybe you've got some gaps. You know, it could be that as the business has grown, there are new skills that you need. Maybe technology has moved on. So there's so much around people, having the right people in your canoe, sitting in the right seats, knowing exactly where you're all heading, a shared purpose and vision, which you've set as a good leader and everyone buys into and has contributed to. And, you know, really put your best people on the biggest, most important projects. You know, I often see when we're dealing with adaptive challenges, adaptive change, rather than just technical challenges and operational stuff, sometimes businesses will just put on people on projects who are most accessible and don't disrupt the core underlying operation. That's the worst thing you can do. If you are trying to make significant change, you need your best people on it. So again, you know, have a look how you're setting yourself up. And what that does, it also creates amazing opportunities for people, right? So that's the third point, a lot around people. Now, the fourth point I'm going to talk about, and sometimes this can be uncomfortable, is the path to success starts by confronting the brutal facts of your reality. Okay, I'm going to say it again. The path to success starts by addressing the brutal reality in front of you, right? So what do I mean by this? You've got to hold a mirror up and be super honest, right, about the culture in your business, where you are in the market, your leadership style. You know, are there areas of improvement? Have you been kidding yourself? Maybe because you're in that good, comfortable space that, you know, average is okay or has been okay up to now, but it's not okay anymore. So, you know, you've really got to look at the hard facts, and that is both internally in your business or the department you run, or in your personal life. Remember, this equally applies to, you know, your personal life. Have a good, hard look. Are your relationships the best they can be, or have you been settling? You know, in particular, romantic relationships, love relationships, friendships, you know, are they in the best shape? Are you giving the right attention to your loved ones? You know, so you've got to confront the brutal facts. Externally, you know, there might be things happening in the external world. What's going on in the macroeconomic environment? What's happening in the world of tech? Are there disruptors coming into your sector that you've really been sort of burying your head in the sand about because it's been in the too difficult box to handle? All of this is around confronting the brutal facts of your current reality. And that is where your path to success, to shift from good to great, is crucial. Now, there's loads of things. I mean, I could do a whole mastermind session just on this topic, but, you know, it's a great way actually to do a bit of a brainstorming session with your teams or with your friends, with your partner, around what's our reality actually. You know, let's get real. Let's not kid ourselves, and let's get it out down on paper. Because once we've done that, we can take some action, can't we? So confronting the brutal facts of your current reality. Right. Point number, what am I on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Point number 5. Right. Okay. Now, the sweet spot for anything that you're going to do, whether it's in your personal life, your business, your life, or your career, is when you actually have these three elements interconnect. The first one is what you're deeply passionate about. What do you love doing? The second one is, what can you be the best at? Where's your skills? Where's your experience in? And then the third one is, what's driving your economic engine, right? Where are you financially? So when you have those three areas come together, that is really where you've got the sweet spot that you can power forward from that good to great position, right? So that's point number 5. In the book by Jim Collins, which I would recommend you read, Good to Great, he talks about the three circles of a hedgehog concept, where these three sections, think of a Venn diagram with three circles, and the sweet spot in the middle is where those three intersect, what you're deeply passionate about, what you can be the best at, and actually what's driving your economic engine, the financials that you're trying to achieve. Right, point number 6. Results come from a culture of discipline. Doesn't that sound boring? Discipline. But it is very, very true, right? You know, it takes, what's the phrase? It takes 10 years to become an overnight success. It's all the little things that actually achieve results. And that is about consistency, systems, processes. You know, you only get to excellent, you only get to great if you can deal with the mundane of perfection. You know, so it's really around practice, practice, practice leads to mastery. So if you're going to go from good to great, think about an athlete, right? And if you're going to win a gold medal at the Olympics, it's the minutiae of a second that actually will win you that gold, right? So it's the constant things, the diet, the exercise, the kit you wear, what bed you sleep in, how much water you're taking in, vitamin levels. It's all these tiny, tiny things, the coach that you have, the people you surround yourself with, you know, so that are going to really get you those results. It's that culture of absolute discipline that is really going to make the difference. So results come from a culture of discipline. Point number six. Okay, number seven. You've got to use tech as an accelerator of momentum. So we live today in a digital world where we can run our businesses remotely. We can connect with people across the globe in real time. I mean, how amazing is that? You know, when I started out in business, we didn't even have the internet. That's how old I am. The world was very different then. But today, technology is such an enabler for growth. So if you want to go from good to great, use technology to help you get there. Now, I am not saying it replaces human beings and, you know, direct human to human contact. It's that combination. But what is happening in the tech space that could accelerate your performance? You know, we see it in our personal lives, don't we? I mean, I wear a Polar watch that monitors, you know, my steps. I monitor my sleep. I use the data to see, actually, am I getting enough rest recovery? When I'm training, is my heart rate actually getting as high as I want it to do? How much fat am I burning? Am I burning protein or carbohydrates? You know, so even tech in our personal lives, when it comes to health, is a massive enabler for us. So have a good hard look. And, you know, when you're a larger business, this can often be more challenging, to be honest. I mean, I have ran large global businesses with millions and millions of customers and teams. And often they have legacy systems, which can be more difficult to shift. You know, it can be like trying to turn a tank in those organizations sometimes with the tech, and can be extremely expensive. However, that doesn't mean to say that we can't test and learn, right? And even in big organizations, it's even more important that we get the tech. And if you're a solopreneur, or maybe an SME business, or you're in a certain division, you might be able to autonomously try some stuff. So how can you use tech to enable your growth, to take you from good to great? And the final point is, you know, around sustainable transformations. Transformation does not happen overnight. And sometimes what I think happens in businesses is people or leaders talk about transformation, but actually all they're dealing with is more of a technical, operational, business as usual challenge, and they badge it incorrectly. But true transformation, true adaptive change, you know, it follows a pattern, and that pattern will be around testing, learning, trialing. You get a build up and then you get a breakthrough. And so, you know, this is a routine thing that happens with transformation. It takes time to get the momentum going, to get a pattern where you build up to sustainable results, and then you break through. It's almost like bursting through, you know, a brick wall, and it can take time to get there. But transformation is really where we can shift the dial significantly and go from good to great. So I hope this has been hugely helpful. I appreciate I have covered a huge amount of detail. So listen back to this. You can listen to it on Brave Bold Brilliant podcast, on the Brave Bold Brilliant YouTube channel. You might want to go back and watch the live video here on social media. We're streaming live right now on LinkedIn, on Facebook and on YouTube all at the same time. So again, tech, a great enabler. So, you know, I firmly believe that every single one of you has greatness within, for yourself personally, for your loved ones, for those you care about, for your businesses, for the teams that you run. But playing safe is not going to get you to greatness, right? So my purpose in life, I am very clear on what my purpose in life is. My purpose in life is to unlock greatness in myself and others by being brave, bold, and brilliant. So whatever you're doing, don't accept mediocrity. Take yourself from good to great, and don't be afraid, because that's where the growth comes. So whatever you're doing, have an amazing rest of the day, and I look forward to catching up with you very, very soon. So take care, and remember, just be brave, be bold, and be brilliant.
I really hope you've enjoyed Brave, Bold, Brilliant. Don't forget to subscribe and share with all your friends. And if you've enjoyed listening, I'd love it if you'd leave me a 5-star review.